All right, it's 8:10 on a Thursday morning. A little light rain out there right now. As you look at your ballot, and by the way, one of the advantages, I think, of voting at home, having an absentee ballot, is you really get a chance to study it all the way through. If you are going to vote in person, you can access your ballot online. You can, in fact, go to the link on our website at WPHM.net and go to the Secretary of State's voter information site, where they've got a sample ballot that you can take a look at. There are two statewide proposals. Proposal one has a lot of verbiage into it. It's for parks. It's a proposed constitutional amendment to allow money from oil and gas mining on state-owned lands to continue and be collected in state funds for the maintenance of parks and nature areas. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's Parks and Recreation Director, Mark Brochu. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, there's a lot of language here in this proposal, and I've looked it over, and maybe you can kind of help us understand what this is and what it would do for St. Clair County.
Well, first off, the trust fund has, through various grants, has contributed over $5 million to St. Clair County Parks. So it's been a significant source of funding for the acquisition of lands for our county parks. So we've been super fortunate and super appreciative of that. And the proposed constitutional amendment would change some things. Currently, I think the best way to explain it is telling what currently is and what changes. Currently, all the funds were going into the general grant program that local agencies like cities, townships, and counties could compete for grants. And then at a point of $500 million, that they stopped funneling money into that fund and shifted it to going into the State Park Endowment Fund. That general grant program still exists because they are living off the interest off of that $500 million fund. So that's how they continue to operate. State Park Endowment Fund, current legislation says that could hold up to $500 million, and then when it reached that cap, all the money would stop going in that fund and then go back to the general fund. So it would be lost to recreation completely. So that's the current program. The other part of that program is under the general grant program, the trust fund board, which is appointed by the governor, must spend up to 75% of the funds each year on grants awarded for acquisition and no more than 25%.
Okay.
The pieces of this puzzle are, I'll start backwards and go back. Instead of that 75 land acquisition, 25 development, it would change it to give discretion to the trust fund board for 25%, no less than 25% for acquisition, no less than 25 for development, and then gives that 50% remaining discretion to the trust fund board to decide whether they're going to do mainly, on a project-by-project basis. They wouldn't be handcuffed. In some years, they've been forced to give out all the award grants to every single acquisition grant in order to be able to fund any development projects. This opens it up to their discretion, and I've been observing the trust fund board meetings for over probably 30 years now and going to the vast majority of them. They are very diligent and very careful, and I think they'll continue to have a bias towards acquiring land because acquisitions are unique in that if a private seller decides they're willing to sell to the government agency, it may be the last chance for the community to obtain that land for a park. So that that's probably the only questionable part of the ballot. Sierra Club has come out against that after being involved in the consortium that put this together. They really want 75% to always go to land, and most of us believe that to enjoy some of these lands, human beings got to be able to get into that, and in order to do that, you need to do development projects so that people can get in and access and see and enjoy that property. And one of the biggest development initiatives is trails, and we all know how everyone loves trails. So that would give the discretion to the governor-appointed board that I think has been very, very responsible for the last 30 years. The other thing it would do is change the cap for the state endowment fund to $800 million, but when it reaches that cap, instead of all the money going into the general fund, it would go back into the trust fund to grow that fund. And so the big concern by all the stakeholders, parks, land conservancies, the conservation districts and all, has been that at some point the money from these royalties would start going into the general fund. So this constitutional language would change that. The money would always go into park grants, which has been a huge plus. So it benefit the state park endowment fund and benefit the state or the general grant program that we have been so appreciative over the last 25 years of my tenure in St. Clair County.
Yeah, what are some examples of projects in St. Clair County that have benefited from this trust?
Good question. Over $2 million for Fort Gratiot County Park acquisition of Woodsong County Park, acquisition of the Wounds to Avoca Trail, acquisition of the two parcels of land down at Blue Water Riverwalk, acquisition of Columbus County, the vast majority of Columbus County Park. And currently we have a pending grant application in to buy the property down on the North Channel for a county park in Clay Township. So our growth as a county park has been funded in large measure by the trust fund acquisition grants and, of course, our millage revenues of the millage program that the voters so willingly authorized for us.
There you go. I appreciate you, Mark, explaining that because, again, there's a lot of language in this proposal, and I think a lot of people are going to kind of look at it and kind of go, what? What is this trust fund? I don't even know about that. Why should I vote for that? So, yeah, it makes a lot more sense now. We appreciate the explanation.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share my information with you.
All right, Mark. Hey, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.